Hi, I'm Al Majoros. I am a three-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Today we're talking cancer fighting and technology with Robin of Hope Lab. How are you today, Robin?
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Great. So I got you your name from our good friend Ryan Hamner, who's a soon-to-be rock star.
I know. Very exciting.
He is very exciting and very inspiring. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got started with Hope Lab.
Okay. Well, my name is Robin Avant, and I have been with Hope Lab for about 5.5 years. And I actually worked previously with the current CEO and president of Hope Lab, Pat Kristen, at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And when I learned that she was here at Hope Lab, I was very excited about the mission of the organization and decided and was invited to come on as a contractor, and that led to a full-time position. So I have been here for quite some time and am very excited about the work that I do.
Excellent. So what does Hope Lab do exactly?
Well, Hope Lab was founded in 2001 by Board Chair Pam Omidyar. Actually, we are going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary in 2011. But what we do is our mission is to combine the highest standards of scientific research with innovative solutions to improve the health and quality of life of young people with chronic illness. So we're unique because we develop innovative solutions for young people with chronic illnesses that are based on rigorous research and extensive input from young people themselves throughout the entire development process.
Very cool. Now, what exactly does that mean, though?
What it means is that we work with, before we put a product on the market, we make sure that it is what the kids need. And so we do a lot of research to find out what their needs are, and we work extensively with the kids themselves. So, for example, Remission, which is a video game designed mm-hmm. for kids with cancer,
yes.
was the brainchild of our board chair and founder, Pam Omidyar. And in her past life, she was a researcher, but she was also an avid gamer. And she thought it would be a great idea to develop a video game that would allow kids with cancer to feel like they had a greater sense of control over their disease. Great idea. But before we actually put a product like that on the market, we did a lot of research and a lot of testing to make sure that it was the right product for kids. So that's what I mean by innovative, rigorous research.
Right. Well, so that seems like a pretty cool job. I mean, did you just get a lot of cancer survivors to play the game and give you their ideas and their feedback?
Yeah, we did, actually. We were in a randomized controlled trial with 34 centers throughout the United States, Canada, and Australia, and we had 375 cancer patients participate in the study.
So you had a lot of kids then?
We did. We had 375, and that was pretty outstanding in terms of the number of kids that we were able to recruit for this study. And so we were able to get very valuable information.
So tell me a little bit about the game Remission, because I know that when I had spoken to Ryan before the show, probably last time he was, well, probably before he filmed his music video, he was telling me that some of the music he wrote was for the video game.
Yeah, so I'd love to tell you about the game. So I'll tell you a little bit about the game, and I'll tell you a little more about the results of the research that we conducted.
Excellent.
So Remission is a video game designed for kids with cancer. It's the first video game shown to help kids and young adults with cancer help themselves by improving their quality of life, by increasing their sense of control and power over their cancer, and increasing their cancer-related knowledge. It is a third-person shooter. There are 20 levels of gameplay, and the main character is a gutsy nanobot named Roxy, who is inserted into the ports of cancer patients, and once inside their bodies, she, you know, travels around with her chemo and radiation gun, and she destroys cancer cells, she battles bacterial infections, And she essentially helps cancer patients manage the side effects from treatment. Now, these are all fictional cancer patients,
and
there are 19 of them that live throughout the United States.
Oh, really? So has anyone, we'll get back to the game in a second, but has anyone beaten all 19 levels?
Sure. We have, you know, you have players who are very beginning, at the very beginning stages of video game play, and so it takes them some while. And then you have really avid gamers who have no problem reaching 20 levels.
And have you played the game?
I have played the game. I travel to various conferences throughout the year, and I demo the game to nurses, to child life specialists, to oncologists, just so that they understand what the game is about and to encourage them to make their patients aware of the game.
Wow, I wish I had known about this game, or actually the game wouldn't have been invented when I was diagnosed in 2007, because I know I would have loved to play this game and just pictured myself as Roxy.
Well, you know, Mel, I can still get you a copy of the game.
Awesome.
And, you know, if you just want to play to have some fun, I can get you a copy of the game today.
Well, that'd be sweet, but I'm just saying, as a cancer survivor and as a cancer patient, if I was going through treatment right now, I know it would be very therapeutic for me to be Roxy and fight the cancer cells and the cancer disease.
Absolutely.
The giant gun.
And that's why we try to work with medical professionals to make sure that they are aware of the game so that they can make their patients aware of the game. And one of the things that we like to encourage is for them to integrate the game into a new patient orientation program or to patients who are on maintenance therapy, because patients can receive the game and often do at different points in the treatment process. And so if kids are aware and they want to play, we want to make sure that it is accessible to them. That is why the game is made available to all patients free of charge.
Oh, awesome. Now, how many hospitals and cancer treatment centers are using the game, utilizing the game?
Well, that's an interesting question. We work with all of the hospitals that are members of the Children's Oncology Group, and there are well over 200 hospitals in that group. But we also work with nonprofit organizations that serve kids with cancer. And so that might be kids themselves who have cancers, who have cancer, or nonprofits that serve siblings of kids with cancer. Because often we are, you know, increasingly becoming aware that the siblings need support too. And the more they understand about what is going on, the more they can better support their sister or brother with cancer.
Right. From a lot of the groups that I've talked to, sometimes the siblings feel overlooked. And I believe this game would be able to help them maybe think that they're helping fight the cancer with their brother or their sister.
Right. And so we're starting to do outreach to that group as well.
Awesome. That's totally awesome. So now tell me some of the feedback that you've gotten from some of the children who've played this game.
Well, the feedback varies. You know, some kids love it, and we have, and I'll show you this. If you go to our hopelab.org page, you can see some of the write-ups that we've had from various newspapers over the years where they've interviewed patients who have played the game, and some of them love the game, and they really indicate that it has helped them really understand what is going on with their cancer and the importance of adhering to treatment. Others don't like it, and so that is not alarming to us because everybody is not going to like the same thing. We just, our goal is just to make sure they have access to the game, and they may pick it up later and decide to play at a later date. But kids definitely, definitely benefit from the game, and our study results have also shown that. Study results show, which were published, I might add, in the 2008 medical journal Pediatrics. And what study results did show is that people who played remission maintained higher blood levels of chemotherapy, showed higher rates of antibiotic utilization, and both of those things suggested that remission helps kids adhere to cancer therapy regimen. Also, the kids who played Remission reported higher levels of self-efficacy. And basically what that means is that they felt that they, after playing Remission, felt like they could overcome their disease.
Oh, wow, really?
And so that is a key behavioral change, and a very important key behavioral change.
Well, yeah, so as you probably know, I'm all about advocacy, and especially, you know, if the kids understand what's going on and they can be more of an advocate for themselves, because I know it's kind of hard when you're a kid and, you know, all this medical stuff. Well, for an adult, it's scary. For a child, I couldn't even imagine. But if they can empower themselves via your video game, I mean, that's just incredible.
Absolutely. And so it is all about empowerment. It is all about behavior change. It is all about adherence.
Excellent. And I notice on your...
All while having fun.
Exactly. And I notice on your website, I want to thank you that Roxy kind of looks like me.
You know, we actually had an event a few years ago, and we had a costume designed, and we were able to find a young woman who really did resemble Roxy.
Really?
And so that was at a launch party when the game was first released. So it was a lot of fun to have a real-life Roxy in the crowd mingling with folks.
I don't remember you inviting me to that. That's okay.
I didn't know you back then now.
So you said the game is free.
Yes.
For any, wow. I mean, how does that... Because a lot of places, I mean, you have to pay for whatever. Video games now cost anywhere from $20 to $40. How is that possible that you can afford to just donate these games for free?
That's a good question. What's important to Pamela Mediar, who is the organization's founder and board chair, that kids who needed and wanted the game had access to it without barriers. So we do send the game free of charge, and we are also supported, primarily, the game is supported by Hope Lab, by Pamela Mediar, but we are also supported in distribution, in part, by other organizations such as the ESA Foundation.
What is that?
The Entertainment Software Association Foundation, the Children's Oncology Campaign Association International, and Starlight Children's Foundation. So we do work with folks who help us, and Cigna, I might add, who do help us distribute the game. And since, oh my goodness, since we released the game in 2006, we have given out about 174,000 copies of the game.
Wow.
It is available in three languages, English, Spanish, and French, and it's also available as a download. So if you didn't want to get a physical copy of the game, you can go to the website, www.re-mission.net, and download the game.
Awesome. Now, how did you get involved with Ryan Hamner?
Well, Ryan Hamner came to us, and he was one of our original focus group participants when we first started testing on Remission. And so it is a delight to work with Ryan. And so he's been around for a very long time. He's an exceptional musician and very, very committed to helping others because he understands from his own experience what it's like to live with cancer, to go through treatment, and to go into remission. He is he's committed to helping others understand that process.
He is, and he's an inspiration.
That process.
Absolutely. I know. I mean, and he goes, and not to toot his own horn, but I have to, he goes to Hope Lab, Hope Labs. He goes to American Cancer Society.
Right.
I can't think of it. Hope Lodges. That's what I'm saying. Hope Lab, Hope Lodge. Close. he goes to Hope Lodges in the southeastern part of the United States and plays for free.
Right. You know, and we actually sponsored that tour, Hear the Heart Tour, this past summer, and so he was able to tour a number of hospitals in the southeast area, as well as lodges and nonprofit centers, and he received, from what we understand anecdotally, very positive responses. So we look forward to working with Ryan in some capacity in 2011.
I hope he has a tour all over the country so I can see him too. That would be great, because he's such an inspiration, and his music is so good. And he's such a great musician.
He is very inspirational. Yes. He was actually at Camp Sam this past summer. Camp Smile a lot, and it's in Alabama, I believe. And it, just the pictures actually spoke volumes. The pictures that he took with the young people, he did such an amazing job, and everyone was smiling, so we knew that particular event was successful. So, you know, we hope to see more of that in the coming months.
Yes, and is there anything in the future that Hope Lab will be doing as far as fighting the battle against cancer?
Sure. Remission has been out since 2006, mm-hmm. So we will be working on the second generation of the game. So we're
awesome.
Very excited about that. We are in the very early stages of development, so I don't know when the game will be available, but we are starting work on that, and so that's exciting. And what we will do is we will keep the elements of the game that work really well, because we know that there are elements that work really well. We will boost the fun factor. And, of course, technology changes.
Right.
So we will change the environment so that it is a better representation of the body. And so that's going to be exciting.
And, you know,
there may be character changes as well. So,
well, you know who to get for a model and who to get for some kind of a test subject right here. I'm only
and
kidding.
So this is very exciting work, and I love what I do. My job is to market and distribute Remission. So I have an opportunity to meet so many wonderful young people and so many wonderful healthcare professionals.
Awesome.
Whether it's at children's hospitals or at conferences, it has just been an amazing, amazing experience for me over the past 5 years. And I certainly look forward to next year when I will hopefully get out and meet more people. So this has been fun. And
yes.
I'm always amazed at how resilient the young people are. And they love coming in here and helping us, and we love having them. So they are truly an integral part of our program.
Well, awesome, Robin. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, if people have any questions about Remission, or if they want to get a hold of you for any questions about the game or Hope Lab itself, how can they do so?
Well, they are free to call me at 650-569-5930, mm-hmm. or email me at ravant, A-V as in Victor, A-N-T, at hopelab.org. They can also check out our website. The Hope Lab website is www.hopelab.org, and the Remission website is www.re-mission.net.
Excellent.
And they can also order copies of the game from that website.
Awesome. And like I said, it kind of looks like me. But, you know, I'm just saying, Robin, you know. Oh, I'm just joking. Well, awesome. I am looking forward to playing this game, actually. And after the show, I'll give you my information. But for now, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie, Mel Majoros. Check out the Facebook fan page of The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. I have a new website, thecancerwarrior.net. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.